Warning, the weather outside is frightful and our language is worse. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, December the 25th, 2018.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
Santa's helper gets a shiny new set of bracelets.
A Florida Grinch tries to swipe some decorations.
Santa takes a trip to the drugstore, naked.
A Florida kid who got coal in his stocking grows up to ruin it for the next generation.
Plus, Florida Man versus Tourist, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
What the hell is Joel wearing?
Yeah, this is a this is an ensemble called Kittens in Santa Hats in Outer Space.
Where did you find that?
Sam's Club. It was only $30.
Walmart?
No, yeah.
Oh, it lights up.
Yeah, it lights
even
up
better.
Too. Yeah.
That's fantastic, Joe.
Well, you know, it's a show. We had to have something for the hundreds of people that are here tonight. And it's polyester, so I'm sliding off the stool.
can I touch it? Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah, that's one.
That's like one step above cheesecloth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. $30, huh?
Yep.
Oh, it's even got lining in the sleeves?
It does.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's obnoxious.
I'm going to leave the lights on for the whole
I
show.
Went with just I went with the traditional Snoopy.
Yeah, Snoopy. He's Snoopy. Yeah, Joe Cool right there.
Yeah.
I like Snoopy. And I see your hat lights up,
my
too.
My hat lights up, too. I was pretty proud of that. All right,
you
let's
thought
get
you were going to be like the star of the show until you saw my
I did.
Get
up here. I thought I'd have it, and then, yeah, I don't.
All right, you want to get ready and read some Florida Man stories.
All right, first one. Florida man strolled through South Beach Walgreens wearing only a Santa hat and boots. All right. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. A shopper at a Walgreens in South Beach really got into the holiday spirit, as evidenced by a video posted Wednesday on a humor site Only in Dade.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a cheap knockoff of Only in Polk County.
Okay. The video shows a slim, elderly man casually strolling out of the store with his purchase in a plastic Walgreens bag. Well, that's nothing unusual so far.
No, you see lots of old guys.
He's naked except for knee-high white boots, white angel wings, red garter belt, and a long Santa Claus hat.
That's quite I don't get the combination of the angel wings and the Santa hat. I get the angel wings and the red garter belt, although not on a dude, but I don't get the angel wings and the Santa Claus hat. Those kind of clash to me.
Well, maybe he was a Victoria's Secret fan.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. The boots and the wings and the red garter belt, those perfectly fine ensemble. But then you throw in the Santa hat, and that just screws the whole thing up.
Fellow shoppers look curiously at him as he walks by and exits the store at 5th Street and Collins Avenue.
Yeah, I'd be giving him a side eye myself.
In the video, a Santa emoji is placed strategically over the individual's naughty bits.
Well, that is just, I think that's just poor planning. They should have gone with the candy cane.
Well, what denotes naughty bits? I mean, what are nice bits?
Well, I'm pretty sure the naughty bits and the nice bits are the same bits. It just depends on the audience.
Oh.
When you're a wrinkly old dude walking through Walgreens.
That's naughty.
That's naughty. If you're home by yourself or with a loved one.
Nice.
Depending on which loved one it is.
Nice. Okay. All right. It is unclear when the video was shot, but since Wednesday's cold snap sent many locals rushing for their jackets, we're thinking the Walgreens naked Santa guy may have been a bit chilly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the weather's been weird lately. It's been cold and then hot and then cold and then hot again. You know, they say it.
Well, he had boots already.
Yeah, he did have the boots, so maybe it was
knee-high white boots.
He didn't. Although maybe the Santa emoji was covering up. He didn't
have
Santa's sack. There is video on, yeah. So just follow the link in the show notes and you can watch. If you really want to see it.
Are you going to wear that out in public?
No. This?
Well, not the damn white boots and the angel wings. I know that. I'm talking about are you going to wear that outfit out?
The jacket and the tie, yeah. The pants are a little snug.
Got some got a little separation going. Little wedgie action.
No, it's way too tight for a wedgie. It's more of a I feel the seams. It's very cheap thread. This $30 outfit.
You know, something's just not right. I don't have my Tito's.
No Tito's, yeah. They've got Tito's at the bar. I saw it outside.
You do?
Story number two. Florida man caught on camera trying to steal Christmas inflatables. A man was caught on camera trying to steal inflatable Christmas decorations last week from a front yard in Tamarack, authorities said.
Where's Tamarack?
I have no fucking clue. Tampa?
Tampa? Okay.
All right. According to the incident report from the Broward County Sheriff's Office, a man approached a home around 10:30 p.m. Thursday and began deflating and removing the decorations, including an inflatable snowman, from the homeowner's yard. A doorbell camera alerted the family to inside to the theft as it was happening. Now, those doorbell cameras, they've come in pretty handy in the last couple episodes. That's how we've been catching people. You've got one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
well, I just have full-blown cameras. I don't have the doorbell when it's...
Oh, okay. So, but yeah, that's really, really changing the ability for people to not just catch thieves, but shame them online.
There you go.
When the family went outside to confront the thief, the man ran to his pickup truck and sped off. Quote, my brother jumps out on him and he basically ran off, unquote, homeowner Daniel Moreno said. It's a disgrace. It ruins the Christmas spirit, basically, because we really do it for the kids. Well, no shit you do it for the kids. Well,
what kind of inflatable was it? It didn't say, does it?
Well, one of them was a snowman, but there were some other ones, too.
I see inflatable snowman. All right.
All right, police described the thief as a balding, older black man with black and gray hair on the sides. He was wearing a white T-shirt, dark pants, and sneakers. Yeah, that doesn't describe half the people in Tampa area.
No.
The man was driving a green pickup truck with a Florida license plate reading...
Oh, okay, we don't need to read that one.
Why not?
BR549.
I mean, it was in the newspaper.
Okay, all right.
I can't look it up, but I'm sure somebody can look up the license plate number, KNDV91.
Candy? KNDV91.
Yep.
I got nothing else to say.
Yeah, that was...
That was...
I was trying to pick Christmas-themed stories, and that was one of the first that came out, so...
Okay. Story number three. Florida man arrested trying to play Santa. Deputies say a registered sex offender in Orange County, Florida, posted an ad online to play Santa Claus. Robert Kendall, 48, used the name Santa Bob in his Craigslist ad to advertise himself as a professional Santa Claus. Now, where do you go to get professional status for Santa Claus?
I think,
as opposed to amateur Santa Claus?
I think if you get paid for it, you're professional.
Oh. That's it?
Yeah, pretty much. That's, I mean...
So we're professional podcasters then?
Yeah, people pay us to do this shit, if you could imagine that whole...
I haven't seen any of that money, but of course, but you say they're paying us.
They I can show you the our expenses are still outweighing by next year we should be in the black.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
I noticed none of our patrons are out in the audience tonight.
Well, Heather was going to come in, but she gave some lame excuse she couldn't get here from Indiana.
That's only a 20-hour drive.
I mean, if she was dedicated, she'd be here.
Yeah, That's why she's not. That's one of the reasons she's not our favorite listener anymore.
Okay, the ad included a photo of himself with a child on his lap. Problem is, Kendall is a registered sex offender. According to records, Kendall sexually battered a child under the age of 12 in the early 90s.
All right, so let's do the math here. He's 48 now. He's back in the early 90s. He would have been in his early 20s.
Carry the two.
So, yeah, he's...
Yeah, I'm going to need a calculator.
All right, he's 4 years older than me. In 1990, I was 16. So he's at least 20, or he was at least 20 when this happened. So child under the age of 12.
Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
All right. Deputies say Kendall did not list any employment when he was registered. Sergeant Rich Mankiewicz?
Sure.
Manwich?
Yeah, Rich Manwich.
From the Orange County Sheriff's Office said he contacted Kendall through Craigslist. The two agreed to meet at Rose Place Park off Apopka Vineyard Road for what Kendall thought was a corporate picnic. Oh, so the sergeant set up a thing and had him come to be a Santa at what he thought was supposed to be a picnic.
Yeah, he's like, to the park. We're having a corporate event here. We need a Santa Claus. Yeah.
He was set up. All right. Investigators cleared the park of children.
That was thoughtful of them to start off that
way. When Kendall showed up dressed in his Santa suit, the two exchanged money. The investigators took him into custody. He faces charges relating to violating the terms of his sex offender registration, which includes reporting employment.
Well, technically, he wasn't employed until...
until they paid him.
Until they paid him.
And then at that point, he's a professional Santa Claus now, yeah, because he got paid, according, yeah, to your terms of the definition of the difference between professionals and amateurs.
Yes.
All right, so let me go back. So if you're an amateur boxer, you're not getting paid?
Right. You're just letting people beat the shit out of you for free.
Uh-huh. Is that right? Todd, look that up.
You're like doing it for medals and stuff, not for actual payment.
All right.
There's a necklace, not a purse.
Okay.
Involved.
He said he's been playing Santa for 33 years. Manwich said he's done homeowners associations. He's done birthday parties. The sheriff's office said an anonymous tip led to his arrest.
33. So he's been doing this just as long. As,
I'm not doing any more math.
Yeah, so he's the 33 years. Yeah, it's he's been doing this longer than he's been arrested for.
All right.
Child molest. So yeah, he's just flying under the radar.
I just still have the image of the dude in the white boots and the angel wings and going into the Walmart, into the Walgreens.
If that one wasn't over in the Miami area and this was in Orange County, which is Orlando, I would think that maybe this was the same guy.
Yeah. No. The other dude had a suit. He was clothed.
True, yeah. He was dressed. Although they did have the same hat.
Yeah, true.
Story number 4. Florida woman forced to take down Bah Humbug display. Christmas has always been special to Kathy Hill, who, as a youth in California, was always amused by a message in lights on a fence on a high vista overlooking the valley. It read, "Bah Humbug." So when she moved temporarily into a unit in the Marina Grande high-rise in Holly Hill, she brought a string of lights and arranged it in a way on the balcony so it spelled out her favorite whimsical Christmas idiom. Quote, "I didn't mean any offense by it. I thought it was comical, different," unquote, Hill said. Other residents at the Twin Towers of Marina Grande, not so much. This week, Hill was contacted by the condo's community association and the unit's owner, Lori Baraski Gigliotti, urging her to immediately take down the message. "Displays of any kind are verboten on the tower's balconies," she said.
This is written very complex.
Yeah, this was one of our English majors trying to make a name for themselves, but they had to end up working at the
get
newspaper.
A headache trying to keep up.
Yeah. All right. So, quote, "You aren't supposed to put up lights, let alone Bah Humbug," Baraski Gigliotti said. "They showed incredibly bad judgment. I have no idea what they were thinking." Hill said she first lit the sign either Friday or Saturday night. You have had incidents,
I've had lots of incidents
with the homeowners associations.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But they encourage you to put up lights and you're...
Well, yeah. I mean, they never said anything. We don't put any up, but I mean, other people do.
Yeah.
But we used to put a green bulb in the light in the mailbox light until the light quit working, and then we don't even do that now.
So you didn't think to fix the light?
Not yet. We ain't got that far.
They haven't sent you a letter yet?
It's coming, I'm sure.
All right. Baraski Gigliotti said it was on during the Daytona Holiday Boat Parade, an event that increased its exposure in addition to the Marina Grande's 700 residents. A text from Baraski Gigliotti to Hill.
Are the pants cutting off blood to your head? That's
it's this name, Baraski Gigliotti. It's got a hyphen.
Well, let's just
in
call
it.
Her BG from here on.
All right, BG to Hill reads, "Get it down now. The front desk is getting calls and emails from very upset tenants. You have made absolutely no friends. The entire two towers is coming unglued over it all." That sounds like the head of a homeowners association.
Oh, yeah.
Those are condo commandos right there.
Yeah.
It further suggests that Hill should be, quote, "prepared for major massive retaliation," unquote, and that she might not want to park her car in the slot designated for the unit.
Damn.
They get a key or car for putting up a lighted sign that's at a...
That's about what they do, though.
Ah, Jesus. Hill, whose permanent home is in Oklahoma, said she turned the lights off for good Monday night. "Maybe I'm just a fish out of water," she said. "Maybe this is California humor, just joking around. I don't know. I just don't know, Florida."
Welcome to Florida.
Yeah, welcome to Florida. You've got
average age 75.
Every community association has some person with a high opinion of their own rules and regulations, and they're Nazis about it.
Yeah. All right, so now we go to, are we doing the game? It says
we are. Yes.
What does intro FMOT mean?
Florida man or tourist. So yeah.
We have acronyms now.
Well, I've always just abbreviated it for things anyway. But now it's usually the time of the show where we play a game called Florida man or tourist. But for this Christmas show, I decided to mix it up a little bit. So obviously, Florida is a place where people from up north come to spend their winters, and we lovingly call them snowbirds. And the towns they move to can sometimes be named after this time of year, like Winter Haven or Winter Park, things they're trying to escape from up north, like Frost Proof up in Polk County, or just Christmassy-sounding names like Holly Hill in the last story. And it's that last group that we're going to test Phil's knowledge on this week. So I'm going to list five towns or cities with Christmas-themed names, and Phil has to guess if each one is a place in Florida or somewhere else. And if Phil guesses correctly on three or more, he wins. And if he misses three or more, I win.
I lost last week, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Oh. All right. You ready?
I guess. Who's got their...
All right. So number one. Number one
phone
is
out.
St. Nicholas.
St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas, Florida. No. Tourist.
Number two, Snow Hill.
Snow Hill. No. All right, tourist. I'm getting no help from
right.
the crowd.
Noel. Third is Noel.
She here?
No, she's not here, but it's the word.
But Noel's from Florida. In Florida.
I'm talking about
the city.
The city, Noel. N-O-E-L. Not N-O-E-L-L-E.
It's got to be. Yeah. Are we going? We're going Florida on that one.
Florida. All right. Number four, Christmas.
Christmas, Florida. Yeah? All right, Florida. Man.
Florida. And number five, Bethlehem.
No, that's Pennsylvania. Tourist.
There is a Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Yes, I have been there. You say tourist on that one. All right.
Well, what if there's two now?
That's my point. If there's one in Florida, it's a Florida. I mean, there could be all of these places somewhere
else. Tricked me. All right, I'm still going. I'm going to go with tourist.
You're going to go with tourist on that one. All right. So, number one, St. Nicholas. You said tourist, and that is in Duval County. It's a suburb of Jacksonville. So you are 0 for 1.
It's a municipality.
It's a town, yeah. It is a an official.
What the hell, dude?
All right, number two. Number two, Snow Hill. You said tourist, and that is in Seminole County between Orlando and Daytona. All right, number three, Noel. You said Florida, and that's actually in southwest Missouri between Joplin and Fayetteville, Arkansas. So,
I've got none right.
You've got none so far.
Now, I'm not real good at math, but if there's only five questions and I've missed three so far, I'm not going to win, am I?
You're not going to win, no, but let's see if you get skunked. Number four was Christmas. You said that was in Florida, and that is in Orange County between Orlando and Cape Canaveral. So not skunked.
All right, not skunked.
And number five, Bethlehem. You said tourist, and yes, that is in Pennsylvania. That's near Allentown, north of Philadelphia.
See, if you'd just gotten the first one right, we'd have won.
You're blaming it on the audience?
I'm blaming it. No, I'm blaming it specifically on Todd, because he's the only one I can see.
Okay.
The lights are in my eyes.
All right, so.
Son of a bitch.
Merry Christmas to me. I won this time. All right. You want to read the final story of the night?
Oh, we have five?
Yeah, we have five.
Okay. All right. Florida man screams Santa isn't real at a Christmas festival. Florida parents attending a Christmas celebration event on Tuesday were disrupted when a man turned up and screamed, "There is no Santa Claus," for hours.
Nice guy.
That's just... All right. The man, who remains unidentified, decided to crash the Festival of Lights in downtown Cape Coral. That's here?
That's here, yeah. He could be in this room right now. Monahan, was that you? All right.
Badfield's here, though. That could have been
That could have been Badfield, yeah. That sounds like something he'd do.
The man, who remains unidentified, decided to crash Festival of Lights in downtown Cape Coral this week with a giant sign and yell about how parents were lying to their children.
Well, he's not wrong.
Well, don't say that. Video taken at the festival scene was recorded on a cell phone.
It was a really old cell phone, too, because that video was shit.
Oh, was it? Flip phone?
You couldn't recognize who the guy was, no.
His screams could be heard as children waited in line to see Santa Claus on the night, earning him the title of real-life Grinch in local media. One mother told WBBH-TV, some children were left in tears by the man's... the hell is that word?
Diatribe.
Diatribe?
Yes.
What does that mean?
It's a fancy word for rant.
Oh. Why didn't they just say rant then?
I think they already used the word rant other and somewhere else in the.
Well, you can use the same word twice in a paragraph.
Yeah, but
it's not in the Geneva Convention.
You got to get your money's worth out of the thesaurus that you bought.
Fine, but luckily her child was, quote, too distracted to notice. Cindy Minkus, a Cape Coral resident, said, "I feel sorry for that individual. He must have had a very sad life. I think it's shameful our children are faced with so many difficult things in this world that the magic of this time of year is taken away from them and they are innocent. There's no sense of decency with those types of individuals."
Yeah.
"I think, unfortunately, you are going to just have people who want to spoil it for everyone."
Yeah, why can't you just keep your mouth shut?
The Cape Coral Police Department, who reportedly in attendance during the event, was powerless to stop the angry protester because it was a freedom of speech issue. "The only way officials could have stopped him if he was using a megaphone or caused a riot," police said. He could have been kicked in the balls by accident.
What's the megaphone have to do with it?
He didn't have a permit.
Oh, you have to have a permit to use a megaphone?
I don't know. I just made that up, but it sounds logical.
Sounded good. I believed you.
The Festival of Lights event ran from 4 to 10 Tuesday, according to its website. The celebration can attract more than 20,000 people in to, quote, bring in the holiday season.
And then you can hear about how Santa isn't real and you're lying to your kids and your parents, you're bad parents, and just.
Fair enough.
Yep.
And that's the show for this week. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men.
Like us and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
Have we gotten any voicemails recently?
Not recently, no. We did get another patron, though.
We did?
Yeah, so when we get to that part, I'll...
Oh, it's in here?
Yeah.
If you'd like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridamen, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen.
We would like to thank our favorite listener, Katie, for being a Daytona-level sponsor, and our other sponsors, Jessica, Heather, our new sponsor, Koneth. I think that's how you pronounce it. He's actually from Germany. He's from Munich.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then Roxanne and Travis for taking care of us every month and keeping the lights on at Florida Men HQ.
Where is Florida Men HQ?
FloridaMenPodcast.com. It's a virtual HQ.
A virtual HQ?
Yeah.
Do we have keys?
Yeah, it's a password.
Oh, okay. This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of Florida Man, and Tracy, you can kiss my ass.
That's it.
Florida Man, Florida Man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. The mobile tiny house inside is Florida Man. Florida Man might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man, he's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida Man.
This is for the Patreon-only subscribers.
Yeah, I think we might just add this to the end of the regular feed too, because that one's a little short. So we'll give it. This is a bonus Christmas.
Is that what we're calling
for
it?
Our listeners? Yeah. So this is what we do at the end of every episode that the patrons get, just as a little sneak preview as to what you could get if you were a patron donor. So we do a fifth story every week for all of our subscribers.
All right. For this one, what we got here? Florida woman fighting to keep painting of the Virgin Mary on mobile home.
Yeah, so this was the only other Christmas-type story I could find, since it had the Virgin Mary on it. There was another one that was some story about some guy named Joseph and his wife Mary who gave a homeless woman a car to get to work in. But That was basically the gist of the story.
That was it?
Yeah, yeah. His name was Joseph. Her name was Mary, and they gave somebody a car.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I believe you, Joel.
Not very funny.
I believe you.
So, I went with this one instead.
Okay. An 85-year-old Florida woman reportedly says the lawyers representing her trailer park will, quote, have to kill me first, unquote, before she lets them remove an illustration of the Virgin Mary that's painted on the side of her mobile home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you follow the link in the show notes, you can see a picture of this painting of the Virgin Mary. Yeah, she's not an artist by trade. It's pretty bad.
I mean, look, well, it's not terrible.
It's not terrible, but it's about seventh grade level. If you've got a pretty talented seventh grader.
All right. Millie Francis painted an image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, one of Mary's many Catholic titles and patroness of Mexico, on a piece of plywood on the front of her mobile home in the Bradenton Tropical Palms trailer park. Now, let's forget the fact that she painted it on the side of her trailer. She put it on a piece of plywood and put that on the side of her trailer.
Yes, exactly. So, classy.
That's classy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The property manager for Vanguard Property Management demanded Francis remove the painting, to which we responded, they'll have to kill me first. You're not going to tell this old lady what to do, Francis told the Bradenton Herald. This is America. As long as I have two arms and two legs, I'm doing it.
Something tells me even if she didn't have all two arms and two legs, she'd still be fighting them.
And the illustration of Mary is on a piece of plywood placed where Francis's front window used to be.
Even classier.
I know. No aluminum foil for this one. Uh-uh. No. We went straight to the plywood section. She said the window was removed in April with permission from the park after Frances had persistent issues with security personnel shining flashlights into her home late at night. What the hell's going on in there?
What an asshole. Just some asshole run-a-cop that shines his light in there just to piss her off.
I don't know what I wanted to do in that space, Frances said. I was at church during Mass just before communion. To be honest, I wasn't concentrating much on Mass because I was preoccupied with, what am I going to do with this board? I said, please, dear Lord, help me decide on what I want to do.
Now, I can relate to Miss Millie here because I've been in Catholic Mass many a time when I was just sitting there wondering, what the hell am I going to do? I'm not paying attention to the sermon.
She added, I don't want to say I had a vision or anything like that, but I felt enlightened and received the inspiration from Our Lady of Guadalupe to paint her image. So I promised that I would.
So this is what she felt. She was like,
she was moved.
Yeah.
Moved to do this.
Millie, this is the Virgin Mary. Hi. Can you paint my picture on a piece of plywood in front and put it up on front of your trailer?
Yeah. To inspire all the other Catholics in the area. Janet Nowowski, the property manager for Vanguard Property Management, told the Herald that Francis did not get permission for the painting through the park's architectural review committee. Now,
no shit.
Now, though Francis did get permission to remove the window, so they were okay with taking the window out.
And putting a piece of plywood up. But put
so
paint on that.
What do you think a architectural review committee in a trailer park consists of?
It's about five old ladies who got nothing better to do. Maybe one old man that's the head of the group.
But he's strictly a figurehead.
Yeah, well,
they run the show.
Yeah, the women run the show, but they're old, so they're still they still think a man needs to
you're digging a hole
needs to be in front of them, ahead of them. But yeah, so they've got little dogs that they walk every day.
They have little dogs. Okay,
they drive their golf carts around the neighborhood and make sure nobody's plants are hanging from where they need to be or where they shouldn't be hanging. And
or if the sun has faded the plastic on the plants.
If anybody's gone to the pool and then left their towels hanging over the balcony, they're going to send them a sternly worded letter about that.
Okay.
If anybody's light out in front of their house is burned out, they're going to let them know that they need to replace the bulb.
Joel, I'm going to fix the damn light. It's on the list. She said Francis had been given until October the 31st to complete the window replacement, but the project wasn't completed by then, and it was requested Francis remove the piece of plywood.
So what's she going to put up there instead? Are they telling her she's got to get a new window?
Curtains? How about curtains? Or the tried and true aluminum foil.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as you got a window there, the aluminum foil, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, right.
You put curtains up underneath it.
Yeah, then put the, yeah.
Then put the, yeah. The aluminum foil up, yeah.
Nowalski said, per park rules, Frances must resubmit her project to the Architectural Review Committee for approval or remove the painting.
You know they're not going to approve it.
That's where we stand. Yeah, I know. That's where we stand, she told the newspaper last month. She exceeded the time she was given to complete it, and it has to go back before the committee. She has not submitted that request. Frances has remained defiant, telling the Bradenton Herald on Tuesday her painting is, quote, not going anywhere, unquote. The 85-year-old claims she is being discriminated against because of her Catholic faith.
Ah, there we go.
And says her neighbors have various decorations on their homes and they've not been asked to remove.
I bet they are not painted on plywood, though.
True. Well, that's not true either. They could have the you know, they have the plywood, you know, figurines and things that they put in the yards and light them up.
Yeah,
they could have that.
But they're not attached to the house.
True. If I have to go to court, then I have to go, she said. I don't know what to do. I can't take this anymore, but I can't see it coming down. It's not hurting anyone. They don't have to look at it. They don't want to. So I don't understand why they're against me. But it's going to stay.
Well, you know, take the plywood down, replace your window, put up a light blocking curtain, and then put the plywood up inside your house and, you know, get a whole bunch of little candles and light them in front of it. And,
that's what I'm saying. Just turn the plywood around.
Yeah.
Then now you got instant wall art.
Yeah, you can see it from the inside.
Inside, right.
Yeah, there we go. Millie?
Turn the damn plywood around.
There's your free legal advice, Millie. Turn it around.
All right, that's it, folks. I'm out of alcohol, and we got
to
go.
Yeah, but thanks for listening to our Christmas show, and I hope you had a happy Christmas or whatever you celebrate, and Festivus, Kwanzaa.
For the rest of us?
Yeah.
Hanukkah. Feats of Strength is Wednesday.
All right, that's tomorrow.
We're gonna put the poll up on Thursday.
I thought it was the 23rd was Festivus.
Was it?
Yeah, so that's Sunday.
All right. Well, Feats of Strength is the first one then.
Okay.
All right.
You gotta pin me,
huh?
You're gonna pin me.
I'm gonna pin you. Yeah, and then we'll go from there. We'll figure out what happens after.
Did you get the aluminum pole out of the crawl space?
Yeah. Actually, that's tomorrow. I do have to get that. That's a true story. Actually, I do have.
Is that on your to-do list?
Yeah. It is. I'll show you later.
All right.
All right. Y'all be careful out there.
Merry Christmas.
Peace.